Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on innovation, startups, and the future, not necessarily those and not necessarily in that order. Here's your host.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Think Future podcast. I'm your host, Chris Kalabukas, and once again, we're coming at you live from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. Now I ask you, do you think innovation is messy, or do you think you can easily create a controlled process and create controlled innovation? And I mean, I was watching a speaker on YouTube the other day, and he was talking about how, you know, innovation being messy, it's just a joke. It's bunk. It's not true. You can easily sort of manage innovation in such a way that there's no chaos, there's no messiness. It's just boom, 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 boom. You can build innovations. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Are you talking about innovations? Or are you just talking about a really good customer feedback product development cycle? Because those are completely different things, and some people might think that one is actually innovative when it really isn't. Because think about it this way. Let's say that you are a company and you do a particular service, right? And you listen to your employees. And as you listen to your employees, you also listen to your customers. You listen very carefully to your customers and you capture everything that they ask, and you very rapidly iterate it and put it into the product. You just rapidly, rapidly, rapidly put it into the product. Do you think that that's innovation? Because I think that's what this guy was talking about. I think this guy was talking about completely systematizing the product feedback release cycle. And of course, you should absolutely do that, because we should listen to our customers and we should implement much of what they want, but not without a critical eye as to whether or not it's a good idea, right? I mean, we still have to put that, we can't just be total slaves to what our customers are saying. The customer is not always right. So that's, if you ask me, a really good customer feedback cycle, a really good, you know, product development cycle. But is it innovation? No, it's not innovation, because, and I'll tell you why, because all you're doing is responding to quick customer desires. You're not responding to the overall customer desires. And I think that's where a lot of people make mistakes and think that we're innovating because we're mapping to their let's call it a tactical versus strategic desire. It's a tactical desire as opposed to a strategic desire. We might think that a customer comes to us and says, you know, I really want to be able to pay my bills on time, right? So we can set up things, say, talk about paying bills. But the reality is that they don't want to have to pay the bill. They don't want to do bill pay, period. They want it to just all be taken care of them. But we don't go to that meta level. We just go to sort of in this product feedback cycle, we just listen to the actual product problem itself, and we try to solve that specific problem. We don't go to the meta level of, okay, with all these bill pay issues, what if we took it out of the hands of our customers completely and did all this automatically for them? Sure, there might be a small number of customers who are like, oh, you know what? I would rather just be on top of it all the time. But wouldn't it be great if there was, I mean, wouldn't there be a huge number of customers who are saying, oh, you're going to take bill pay completely off my hands and only inform me if something weird is going on? That's great. I'd love for you to do that for me. But we don't. We don't look at the higher level desires of our customers and go beyond the quick hits. We just work on the quick hits. I mean, how many times have you heard of low-hanging fruit? We don't want to hit the low-hanging fruit. We want to hit the whole damn tree. We want to make sure that we address our customers' desires at every level, not just the lowest level that we can and the quickest hit that we can get. That's it for me for today. See you next time, and until then, don't forget to think future.